Hare Krishna. Today I have a question from Balaram Das, and he's asking, how can someone correct one's spiritual master or older Vaishnav? And he's going about citing an example that's hard for me to communicate other than just explain in English, and that was because I used a word to communicate economy. I was using the word wealth instead. The difference being in Hungarian is just one letter in the word. And so I'd ask one devotee which is the right word, because sometimes I hear that it's one, sometimes it's the other. So he's just referring to that. All right, how do you go about correcting someone, your spiritual master or an elder who's making a mistake? My first response is that while all things can be achieved in Krishna consciousness, the mood or the way in which we go about doing things must always be correct. Otherwise, being right is often not as important as how we're right. And therefore, we should not only be right, but we should be right in the right way. And when they say, well, when you cast the question, how do I go about correcting my spiritual master or an elder, then that needs some qualification, because it doesn't sound right. It could imply the wrong type of mood. It could imply the mood that I'm superior to a superior, and that superior is defective in some particular way. And now I'm not making any claim for any type of spiritual realization of spiritual masters or seniors. I'm just saying that a honest Vaishnava who's trying to serve Krishna purely, honestly, trying to serve Krishna, is situated in a platform of perfection, a platform of faultlessness, although he may be seeking to make faults. And how to then address those discrepancies or apparent discrepancies? Let me give one nice example from Srila Prabhupada. And it's in a morning walk in Vrindavan where Chai Dvaita Maharaj raises this question. Srila Prabhupada, we know that the acharya or the spiritual master doesn't make any mistakes. So then, how are we to understand when sometimes he quotes a verse, but he quotes the wrong verse? Or that he doesn't finish a verse, or can't remember a verse. And then Srila Prabhupada gives the answer. He replies. He cites Chaitanya Charitamrita Advaita Dharina Advaita Acharya Bhakta Samshanat. He says that Krishna is all cognizant. Krishna is perfect. Krishna is above fault. But the perfection of the spiritual master, the perfection of the Acharya, perfection of the Vaishnava, is his sincere intent to do the right thing. And then Prabhupada uses this phrase, Bhakti Acharya Samshana, is that one who tries to do the right thing, even in the process of doing the right thing, perfectly serving Krishna, he may make some type of mistake. That mistake is not considered to be very serious. And yet, he or she may make those mistakes, because, after all, we're human. Krishna says every endeavor may be covered by some type of fault. And it's only Krishna who's absolutely above all kinds of defects. So these are not a flaw or a fault. So in the same way, when one is preaching and perhaps one uses a wrong word, a wrong phrase, make some type of mistake, makes a wrong reference, but one's preaching, or one is serving Krishna and using one's prana, artha, tiya, vacha, using one's everything for Krishna's service, it's that intent that is perfect. And the externals of doing everything, saying everything, offering everything in the right way, that then becomes a detail. As in, when we're worshiping the deity of the Lord. At the end, we ask for forgiveness for mistakes that we may have committed. Why? Because we make mistakes. Otherwise, what's the point in asking for forgiveness? But still, the important thing is that even if we haven't done Ashram the right way, even if we haven't said all the right mantras, if we're fully dedicated to serving the Lord properly and with devotion, then one is considered to be perfectly situated. So, with that as a prelude, then, we can follow this similar example that I gave. One may then approach a senior devotee, a Vaishnava, or any Vaishnava, or a spiritual master. And if he thinks that there is something which isn't exactly quite right, then he may say, I know that your purpose and motive and serving are pure and laudatory. However, I need to understand how I can adjust the following observation that I made in, whether it's what someone said or what someone did, and so on. And if one approaches in that way, then we can leave it up to the senior Vaishnava or spiritual master to then, as Srila Prabhupada did with the example at hand, to then address the issue directly. And then it's no longer a matter of correcting somebody. It's a matter of accepting the perfection of a Vaishnava and placing before Vaishnavas, especially senior Vaishnavas, the situation at hand for them to then correct it. And because if those issues are not proper, not best for preaching, because a Vaishnava's concern is what is actually good for the service of the Lord, then those adjustments will be made. So in this way, one can take anything before any Vaishnava. And ultimately, we need to consider all Vaishnavas, because it's not just spiritual master or senior Vaishnavas that are important, but all Vaishnavas are important. Vaishnavas are special. They're not ordinary people. If they've dedicated their lives to Krishna, then they can't be addressed, approached, corrected in the way that one would do an ordinary person. Why? Because they're situated on the platform of perfection. They're situated on the platform of devotional service. And every endeavor is covered by some type of fault. So there may be some flaw in how one expresses one's perfection or how one performs those activities of perfection. But as Krishna says, patram pushpam palam toyam yomi bhakti priyachati. But it's the devotion which counts. So when correcting someone, then we need to be very much aware. Keep in mind this concept that it's the devotion that Krishna is going to count. And we need to be able to communicate what it is that we want to communicate to others, but do it in such a way that does not minimize their efforts and their services to the Lord. If we do that, then we're always successful. So that's the answer that I would give to Balaram Das in terms of how to approach and how to quote-unquote correct senior Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna.